Well, we had some technical issues, and Paro and I were sharing a microphone, but now you get your own microphone, Paro. Okay, so coming around to, you know, the book like Smoke and Wild Child and so many other books, and of course, now you're the recipient of the Saahitya Academy Award. Yes. How does that feel after all these years?
You know, I think it's a great validation. Mm-hmm. I'm so honored by this award and some of the other ones that I've got. But this, because the biggest one in the country that one can get. Mm-hmm. And I'm validated for myself as a writer because I have pushed through a lot of barriers and boundaries, mm-hmm. writing about the kind of subjects that I wanted to write about, mm-hmm. and go beyond the, you know, pretty pink bow writing that was when mm-hmm. in my grown-up years.
Yeah.
Also the validation for children's literature, that this is an important area of literature that needs to be showcased and brought front and center.
You know, and I did, I mentioned a while back that I flipped through the book and I read two stories, and one of them brought a tear to my eyes, and you've written this for teenagers. Mm-hmm. And the story dealt with young, well, not so much young love as much as so many other issues, because it talked about a Hindu girl who'd lost her father due to terrorism.
Yeah.
And how she developed a hate towards the other community.
Yeah.
And when she encounters a young boy in her class from the other community who she did not know at first. Mm. I'm sorry, I'm giving it all away, but...
No.
You know, and, you know, she kind of... He kind of brings her out of that sort of, you know, the doldrums that she's in,
right.
that place that she's in of depression and hurt and despair. And then she discovers he's from the other community. She again is tempted to go back to her feelings of animosity.
Yeah.
But then they end up becoming friends, and even there are these little kindlings of love.
Yeah.
And it did bring a tear to my eyes. And young love is like that, right? It's so much.
Yeah.
And also at a time in our country when we're dealing with so many sort of, you know, conflicting feelings, ideas about each other, us and them. There's the whole us and them.
The divisive feelings,
What I'm really interested in knowing is, why did you feel the need to address this, you know?
Yeah, because I saw it. Mm-hmm. I've been working with young people in Kashmir, for one, and also with other children in difficult circumstances.
Mm-hmm.
And I just found that the... you know, concentric circles were kind of breaking apart and becoming separate circles.
Mm-hmm.
I really have this image clearly in my head,
mm-hmm.
where the overlap, we're kind of, that is shrinking, mm-hmm. and we're getting more and more divisive in mm-hmm. our thinking,
mm-hmm.
and it really upset me. Also because I actually saw how face to face people come to realize that it's not a community who is like that,
mm-hmm.
and that there are those kind of forces in both communities, and there are really good people in every community and in every group, and you can't use that one brushstroke for everybody.
It's down to individuals and the choices that they make, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right. And right. Okay. Hey. And you don't judge a book by its cover. But in this case, I will. Like Smoke, Paro Anand, and we'll have more conversation right here on Good Morning Delhi.